Hey, thanks for dropping by to the Planners on Purpose podcast, created by Naomi Tucker, CMP. Now, this space is for the event planners to encourage and empower you so that you can fully live your life on purpose. So before we dig in, please take a moment to subscribe so you get future shows. Now, here she comes, your host, Naomi.
Well, hello, this is Naomi Tucker, your host here on the Planners on Purpose podcast. I hope you're doing well and that you're leading a life you love and that you're being on purpose. For those of you that do not know me, I'm a productivity and burnout and leadership coach, and I work intentionally with ambitious leaders like yourself in the event planning space to help build effective time-saving and leadership strategies so that you can manage your many commitments and love the life you live. I empower you to be a planner on purpose, and I am excited to be here and excited to meet you for those of you that are new to me, and excited to have you back for those that are coming back. Thank you so much for being here. I wanted to take some time out to talk about takeaways from CMP Advance 2024, what my experience was with that conference, and just share some key insights for you. Maybe you might had taken a look at CMP Advance and had waited out to see if that was a conference that you wanted to attend, or perhaps you haven't even heard about CMP Advance and you want to learn a little bit more. I'm hoping that I can provide you with a little bit of kind of context to what the conference is, who the conference is by, and some of the educational content that was in that particular conference and what I was able to glean from that information. So as we start, CMP Advance is formally named CMP Conclave, and that conference is presented by the Events Industry Council. This year, it was held in Toronto, Canada, at the Fairmont Royal York, the iconic property, beautiful property. And there was a two-day agenda, although there were some additional meetings that were happening pre and happening post this particular event, which people were able to take the whole week to be in Toronto, which is really nice. It's a beautiful city. And this particular conference is made for and by CMP. So it is designed by those that not only work within the Events Industry Council, but then also by the committees and those that volunteer and put in just time with helping with the curriculum, helping with the activities, and just the knowledge sharing at the conference. And I was so happy to be a part of the knowledge committee, which helped to design some of the education around the conference. So the key for this conference is that it was really designed around the CMP domains. So for those of you that are taking your CMP, or perhaps you already have your CMP, there are specific domains that in order for you to really grasp the totality of what it takes to be, let's say, a certified meeting professional, there are domains that need to be thoroughly reviewed and understood. This particular conference has education that supported all of those domains, which was really nice because it helps you to know that by going to this conference, that you will continually to be refreshed by the information. You'll be continually fed by the information that is not only within the manual and within the exam and some of the key criteria that it takes to just keep your CMP, but also you are involved in conversations and gaining information that is from thought leaders that are helping advance how we move forward in the industry. So that was really amazing. And also within this conference, there's so much peer-to-peer learning. It was, you know, people were there, they had their CMP. It wasn't necessarily focused on, do you work at a hotel? You know, how can you help me with this meeting that I'm going to be doing? It was nice because you can actually take that mask off and really just come there for learning and not necessarily feel as though it's a planner supplier type of scenario that might be happening. And that was also refreshing. So definitely a wonderful event, and I would highly recommend it. And for me, it was just great. It was just great to get there, go to, let's say, the opening reception, start to network some first with some people. There were several that I met for the first time at the opening reception, and it was great because us connecting there, we were able to take that connection throughout the whole conference. They were lovely people. And the next day, I participated in a Mentor and Me breakfast, which was actually a new event this held this year by the CMP Advance. And the whole goal with that was to have CMP fellows or tenured CMPs connect with CMPs that might want some mentoring, have some questions, and see how that sharing and expertise can happen, let's say, in that particular focus format. And that was really great as well. And hopefully that will continue to grow as people understand how that particular event is built as well. I wanted to share some of my key takeaways. The first takeaway I had was with the keynote. So there was a keynote in his, well, there was several keynotes, but the keynote I'm talking about, his name is Sean Kanungo, and he was talking about the age of AI and talking about getting or having infinite leverage. What I really enjoyed about Sean's talk is how he talked about how we really need to get used to AI. It's here. It's not going away. It's here to stay. And seeing that we are in a field of service, we need to grasp how we can utilize technology for our benefit and also to serve others. He talks about how we are in a position that we need to be more of a narrative economy, where we need to get very used to being really great initiators of prompts. Those are prompts. So if you are in any of these LLM platforms, you know, you have to type specific prompts to get the AI to spit out, let's say, what you would like it to spit out for you. This, Sean is saying, is a new battleground right now. It is where the knowledge is being gained. It is where people are utilizing those types of technologies like a Midjourney, where it's more focused on like pictures and visuals. They are typing in prompts and getting amazing photos from that. And we cannot look away from how AI is taking over. And I think that was another point that Sean made, was there's going to be two type of leaders in this space as we move forward. You're either going to have the leader who is going to leverage the AI in order to help their business and their personal lives, or you're going to have that leader that ends up being irrelevant. So it is down to that. Either you're going to gain leverage from this, or you're going to be irrelevant. Which one are you going to do? And so that was pretty sobering. It really spoke to me that we really need to get a handle on this. Sean even went so far as saying, you need to be teaching your kids this AI. You need to help them to understand how to create value with AI, teach them computer science and have them learn this, because it definitely is what is going to be their future. So setting them up properly for the future does now mean that they need to be able to grasp this technology. So I thought that that was a very important point to bring up. I know that when I talk AI with certain people in the industry, many people do not see it as taking over the event industry or things like that. But we do need to look and see at, we don't want to be sideswiped by it, and we don't want to have to play catch up to it either. So being able to embrace it, being able to apply it to how we live, how we work, is going to be very helpful for us in the future. So we need to take those proactive steps. And that is what I had gained from Sean's talk. And then also learning some of these new platforms that he mentioned. I think it was FigJam he mentioned, Hayden, Perplexity AI. I don't know if I was saying any of those right, but those are some ones that I'm going to take a look at because Sean talked about how they can help us gain more productivity and really do our work in a different way. So I'm excited to dig into those things. So another talk that really impacted me was a conversation that I was a part of, and it was a panel discussion about all around the world how certifications make global connections. This particular panel discussion had Amy Calvert, who is the CEO of Event Industry Council, Marsha Flanagan, Tim Glanzer, Annette Gregg, and then myself were all on that panel and really just talking about global certifications. And my takeaway from that particular panel was how things can look different in different roles that you're in the industry. And many times, unless we're coming together around these panel discussions and having these conversations, and if we have people in the seats to witness those conversations happen, many times we don't really know where things are needed. So it was great to talk about how certifications impacted each one of our lives and how we got started with getting our certification, but then also how these event planning certifications are making global connections in the industry and how you can see them being adapted globally, how you can see many people getting their CMP who are in different parts of the world. One of the panelists had indicated that China has more CEMs than the US right now, and that China is building event facilities one after another, and they're really building towards the future, and they really see themselves being host of large events in the future and even now. So that's really going to, it's not changing things, but it's really making our industry wider. And then because we have so many different certifications, it's not just the CMP. There are other certifications that are out there, all tailored to help you along your event planning journey, depending on where you are. There's so many acronyms that are out there, but each of them play an integral role in making our industry a little bit deeper in knowledge and experience in how we approach specific events. And that is important. We should be able to stand together with just advocating for our industry because we have some really great opportunities out there for people to expand their knowledge depending on where they are in their work and what's going to be valuable for them and what's going to be able to help them succeed and help them champion event forward. So it was such a great conversation. I got so much from it just being a part of it. And one of the things is that, you know, after you get your certifications and you're in your world, not to always be just planted in what you do. Yes, your job is your job, but then it also speaks to the purpose of what we do. It's to bring that experience to our guests and to, you know, have them change their lives through the experience that they have at your event. But then it also is the fact that we are showcasing to the world how intricate planning events can be, and there's a science to this, and there's things you need to know about this, and how we need to advocate for that, not only in our work, but then also in our communities, in our states, so that we can continue to have this become just top of mind. The travel and events industry is a huge industry, so making sure that it can be top of mind for many people out there so that we can make sure that our industry continues to stand strong. So much to impact in that particular conversation. That was wonderful. There was a conversation around mental health imperative. Many of you know that I am a strong advocate with burnout and wellness for the event professional. I think Stephanie Harris did a wonderful job of talking about mental health and talking about how we can impact our attendees with providing holistic health for them, but then also how that relates to the attendee. She did a great job about that. It was really great to hear her discussion, to hear her take on mental health and all the work that she's doing. Also, I attended a breakout session with Andrea Peterson. Love Andrea. And she talked about strategic planning versus project management. It was a great session. She got very detailed about what strategic planning is, what project management is, and then unpacked all of the different areas of project management and really talked about, hey, what is a skill? What is a function? What is a task that you need to take on? What is something that you can delegate? And really went through all the different areas of project management. So you walked away from that particular session knowing, you know, I can break down the skills that I have to do every day to like delegating a task or something that's a skill that I need to take on and to actually do. So it was great. A lot of people were taking copious notes with that particular session, and I really enjoyed it and also enjoyed just supporting Andrea because she's such a great educator. The Party Scientist, I attended his session. It was all about designing joyful interpersonal interactions to design for impact. Jacques, he was the facilitator of that particular session, and he got us up on our feet. We were dancing. We were doing so much. But it was great because he broke down certain areas of who we are, like our physiology, the social risks that we take in our community, and talked about like what is status quo in each of these areas and what is the story that you have, perhaps with your physiology, you're not getting sleep and you're not able to do certain functions at work. But then he also provided you with the technique to be able to help you with that and had us actively do that technique in the class. So it was really great to be able to just understand ourselves, understand kind of what's happening out in the world, relate it back to ourselves, but then actually practice what that tangible solution could be. And he did it in such a fun way. I really appreciated his session too. And then Lisa Belanger, she had a really great session. There were so many great sessions. I'm probably not going to get to all of them, but Lisa really talked about collaboration and community. And she really put forth the thought of collaboration is going to be the new competitor. It's not necessarily just you going solo, doing your thing, although that's great, but you do need collaborators, especially in this world, how things are moving so fast. We definitely need to make sure that we understand the impact of human connections and how we can collaborate with others. And then also she took a good little hint and look at well-being and talking about burnout and talking about the contributors to burnout as well. So she had a great story. If you ever get a chance to just hear her personal story, she had such a great personal story. She's done so many amazing things and just definitely an amazing communicator too. Another area that Lisa talked about that I want to wrap up on is neurodivergent learning and how that definitely has been a trend topic, but it's also coming. It's coming to the point where we need to really look at certain ways that we can incorporate neurodivergent learning into our events. Having a quiet room, we've talked about that on this podcast for your attendees, and perhaps even looking at colorblind signage. How can you have signage that, you know, everyone can look at, including those that might need that. So that was another area that she spoke of as well. But I really enjoyed CMP Advance. And what was even more valuable was just the conversations and the connections that you made with people. It was interesting to just understand from different attendees how many people had to advocate for their positions, how people's roles at their jobs maybe have changed since 2020 and how they're still trying to live out through the ramifications of that, how one leader leaving or one leader coming in can really shake up a great team, and how even government can hinder different opportunities depending on the company. So that was a really great discussion I got into, but it was just so good to network in a space where everyone pretty much has their CMP and have that community just for that niche of people. Again, this event helps showcase those who have had their CMP, and it helps them to continue to be educated and refreshed by every area of the domain. So if you're considering get your CMP, the CMP Advance should also be on your radar as a continuing education conference. This conference can help you with networking and just really help you get involved with the certification as well. So I'm looking forward to going back to this conference. It's definitely highly recommended. And I hope these takeaways really helped you with either understanding what's going on in the thoughts and minds of those helping administer the CMP or just these leaders. And then maybe that can help spur you with which direction you perhaps needed to go to as well. But thank you so much for listening. I appreciate you being here, and I look forward to the next episode. Until then, stay on purpose.
Well, that wraps it up for this episode. If you enjoyed the conversation, hit the like button and tell us how much you enjoyed the show by leaving a message in the comments. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next time.